us for a very special Minivate podcast. We're on the road, and as a matter of fact, two of the Minivate gang, Tim Elliott and myself, Phil Wilson, are at the Nerdery's Overnight Website Challenge, and we're on the Full Court Press team, which is a WordPress-based team, and we have been going at it now for how many hours, guys?
I don't know.
10 hours?
About 10 hours now.
Yeah.
So
wow. Yeah. That's about it. 11.
So and we're working with our charity. We are assigned a charity at the beginning of the challenge, and we're working with DesignWise Medical Devices
Incorporated.
So and Brad Slacker is here from DesignWise. We've also got Mark from the Nerdery, who will talk us a little bit through what's going on. So first, let's go ahead and Tim, you got any comments before we kind of go around the horn here?
10 hours seems like not a long time,
right?
You know, and it just seems like we started a couple of hours ago, and you're tired by 10 hours in.
So
we're not even halfway yet, which is kind of distressing.
How far along in the site design do you think we are? Because there's a lot of the stuff that's sort of all operating in different pieces, and no one person is working on one thing. Do we have a little less than half of it done?
No, I think we have more than half of it done, actually. And I think it's going to rapidly come together once the template gets built.
So we're talking to you. It's about 6:30 here. We've been going since 9 this morning. So we're out of here by midnight then.
I think we're locked in. We have to talk to Mark here about that. But I don't think we can go if we want to.
Mark, tell us a little bit about the website challenge.
Sure. Well, this is the third year that the event's been going on. It's a really kind of what's become our signature event in the community. You know, our business is really all about getting smart people in a room together and you know, having cool things happen and cool things be built out of that. And the challenge was kind of a good way for us to be able to put that into an event that can communicate with the audience, the nonprofit audience, as well as, you know, for us, the real important thing for us is communicating with programmers and having programmers know who we are, because our business is absolutely dependent on our ability to get smart people to come work for us. So, the challenge itself is an event where we pair nonprofits with teams of volunteer web developers. This year, we have 16 nonprofits that are being paired with 16 teams. Each team has a maximum of 10 people on it. Most of them have either 9 or 10 developers on them.
And the best team would be Full Court Press.
Sure. Yeah. I was gonna say that. But clearly, you guys are taking it away right now.
a note that the look on his face does not necessarily back up that statement.
Yeah, I have to remain neutral. We have a couple teams in the challenge, so I try and step lightly. Luckily, we have a panel of four judges that does the actual decisions for us, so I don't have to be put on the spot for it. But our judges include Christine Duran from the Minnesota Council of Nonprofits, Dan Grigsby, who I'm sure you guys talk to all the time, our local tech celebrity, the executive director of givemn.org, and then finally Bob Huff from LaBrèche here in town, the PR communications firm. So we have a good panel that kind of represents people across nonprofits, across design, across some technology that can kind of help figure out who did the best job at really creating their nonprofit's vision. And really, that's what it's about. I mean, all the nonprofits have already won. If they're here, we had a field of about 70 nonprofits that applied this year, and of that, it was whittled down to the 16 people, 16 nonprofits who are represented here in the room. So they've kind of already won, and the event is really, for us, an exercise in trying to figure out ways to reward the developers that are spending 24 hours of their lives towards a good cause, and that's, you know, everything from the oxygen bar to the cash booth for the prizes and all the other craziness that's going on here. It's really about trying to create a good memory for people about the event. And I think it works, because we found that, you know, I think this year there's like maybe 6 or 7 of the 16 teams are all returning teams. So there are people who have been through this once or twice and are definitely, you know, they knew what they were getting into when they signed on for it. So
whose idea was it originally to come up with this crazy thing?
I guess I probably have to take the blame for that one. This was something that happened, you know, about 3 years ago now in the fall, and it was, you know, I was kind of getting to a point where we had done a lot of stuff, we had had a lot of great things happen with the company, but I just wasn't super excited. I was trying to find something that was, you know, that I could feel passionate about, that I was interested in. I have a background in nonprofits. I worked in nonprofits for 5 years before I joined the Nerdery. So for me, it was, you know, it was kind of one of those inspiration bolts that happened. It was like, oh, this would be great. And I'm very fortunate that the three founders of our company are really supportive of anybody at the Nerdery coming to them with a good idea and being able to really put the dollars and the emphasis behind it. This is a huge event for our company. I think we have probably about 35 or 40 people here from the Nerdery that are, certainly if you include volunteers and everything, but a lot of people that are on the programming teams. And we kind of are mixed in with all different agencies that we work with and everything being represented on the teams in the room. But yeah, I guess that's kind of where it all started, and it's snowballed a little bit from there. It's gotten a little bit bigger every year. This is kind of our biggest growth spurt here. So,
well, let me just give you an idea of we got here this morning probably about 7 or 7:30, and we rolled in, and we were driving into the parking ramp, and all the other folks were coming by with their stuff to start getting ready and set up their workspaces. It was really interesting to see. Tim's first comment was, "We didn't bring enough stuff," because I mean the room is now filled with teams of 10, and there's probably 7 or 8 in our room right now. So teams of 10,
12
with 12 in our room, and then there's you know, everybody's got the large monitors. There's a guy in there that's got a monitor. You could see this stuff from space that's on this monitor, but. It's kind of an interesting scene, and it's starting to smell a little kind of a combination of chicken wings and dirty socks and burritos right now. So
yeah.
It's kind of an interesting concept.
It's only going to get worse.
Tim, why don't you introduce our representative from our charity?
Okay, Brad's from DesignWise Medical Devices, and so Brad, how did you hear about this event?
Well, I was fortunate to have one of the board members of DesignWise Medical be very familiar with the work that the Nerdery does and Sierra Bravo and really told me to check into this as an opportunity for advancing what we're trying to do in DesignWise Medical. And so he sent me to the website, and I looked at it, and it was like the timing was perfect. So we put an application in, and as was said before, we are already winners because we have been fortunate enough to be one of the 16 nonprofits that were chosen to be part of this event. And so I couldn't be more happy and more tickled with being here and the results that you guys are putting together for us. I'm so excited and encouraged by the discussions and work we've done already, and you know, I'm just excited to see what we come out with in 14 hours.
Well, clearly, you know, we're just a few hours away from people being able to find out all they need to know about DesignWise Medical Devices. But we'll give you a chance right now to tell us a little bit about the organization and the mission.
Sure. DesignWise Medical, we are a nonprofit, of course, a pediatric medical device company. And a nonprofit medical device company is, in some ways, kind of an oxymoron. From a terminology standpoint, but what we focus on are those small, unmet, niche areas, clinical needs and problems that have no solution today or very much an inadequate solution in pediatric medicine. And so we are assembling and have assembled a wide array of volunteer resources and from all flavors, from students to current professionals to retirees that have all volunteer their time, efforts, and resources to come together and develop solutions to these unmet needs. So it's a very rewarding opportunity for us and the entire volunteer pool to be putting our resources towards helping children and helping children get healthy. So it's been a fun ride, and I'm just anxious to see where we go forward. This website and the functionality you guys are putting into it and the professionalism you're putting into it is going to go a long way to helping advance.
Is he with the same group that we were with? Professionalism?
Yeah.
Get out!
Talk to me in 12 hours.
Right. Yeah. Well, Tim, what's been your favorite part so far?
I think it's...
Oxygen bar.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe. That's the first time I've ever tried it. It's kind of weird, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
But it's a cool idea.
Right.
And no, I think the burritos are actually probably. We need hot sauce next year, though. I don't know, but it's just one of those things. But it's good to give back, and I think that's why I had the idea to kind of start the team and to try to put it around another group in town that we're part of, which is the Minneapolis St. Paul WordPress Users Group. And I think that's a good combination. And it's not often that we get to give back like this. So I applaud the Nerdery to coming up with this idea, fostering it over now 3 years. And it looks like it's going strong. And we're going to see this again next year. And we'll have to talk about what we put together for it.
Mark, what's the plan for the next Overnight Web Challenge? Is it going to be bigger? Or are you going to try and cap it at this size?
People ask me that every year, and I think that we've said every year, yeah, we're going to keep it at this size. This is anything too big. Anything bigger than this would be unmanageable, and we've added teams every single year so far. We are kind of straining at the seams with the venue that we've been in for the first 3 years, so we're definitely going to need to kind of figure that out and kind of see how all that weighs in. We do have some kind of twinklings about maybe taking the show on the road a little bit and trying to every year when we do this, kind of throughout the year, we get emails from people all across the country and across the planet, really saying, oh, this is a really cool idea, like, we think this is great, how do we start one up? And we kind of spend an hour on the phone with each of these people over the course of the year, and we kind of don't really see a lot of people taking it and actually taking off with it. We're starting to do a lot of work. We work with agencies, so we work with a ton of agencies here in town, but we also work with a lot of agencies across the country, and we're spending a lot of time in Chicago and New York these days, so we're kind of maybe thinking it might be fun to try and see if we could kind of capture the magic of what's happening here and in some other places, but we don't have any announcements yet.
Okay, Brad, tell us what's been the highlight for you so far. Now you already have a website up. Now, is that a website that you designed, or
yeah, for the most part, I designed the content,
sure.
and we had some a novice at putting together a basic website do that work.
So, what has been one of the more interesting things as far as watching this process transpire?
Well, being an engineer myself and practicing for 20 plus some years, I thought I was a geek, but being in a room with 160 webmasters.
With a webmaster.
I think you guys carry the proverbial pocket protector more so than me and my engineering brethren. You guys speak a whole other language, and that has been very intriguing, and I can't believe the amount I've learned. Not that I'm proficient at anything, but it's just hearing the terminology and the steps that you guys go through to develop the work that you do, it's a whole new world for me. So that's been very fun. I've just been tickled to just observe what you guys do and I'm impressed with the way you do it and organize it.
Well, we're the hands-on and really trying to get to know the organization. It's been a real thrill to learn about the organization, the mission, and how we're going to try and get that message out in a succinct way and through a good-looking website, so which I know we'll win with. So we're looking forward to that. Jim, anything, Mary?
So what did you
anything
say?
More?
No. I'm looking forward to taking home the prize. Yeah, absolutely. So, but it looks like, going around the room, it looks like we've got some stiff competitors, and they're looking like they're going to launch their websites tomorrow as well. So, I think it's going to be a pretty good showdown. With the top four, I guess, mm-hmm. get chosen, and then there's some selection process to crown the winner. So, it'll be interesting to see how that works out tomorrow morning.
Yep. Well, we probably ought to get back to work because we've got stuff to do. We've only got 14 hours to do it in, so we really ought to get rocking. Mark, thanks very much.
Thank you.
A real pleasure. Brad, we're looking forward to that. Site will be up
when we're done.
When we're done. At designwisemedical.org, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. So look for that sometime after 9 o'clock on Sunday.
Right. Pending propagation of the DNS. So.
Ooh, there we go. Propagation at DNS. I love
That's
it when he talks geek. Thanks very much, guys.
All right. Thank you. By the unity, thousands of voices sing.